Welcome to the Medical Advantage Podcast, where you can hear healthcare professionals, expert consultants, and industry thought leaders discuss the exciting new ideas and technologies that are changing the business of healthcare. Tune in to each episode as we hear from some of the most innovative minds in medicine about the future of healthcare and how your organization can stay profitable, efficient, and on top of industry best practices.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Medical Advantage podcast series. As always, I am your host, Selena Dussault, and today's episode continues our sub-series highlighting patient engagement, and we are very excited to be talking with some guests whose work is all about using technology to improve the patient experience. Today, we're joined by Ian Shaquille, the founder, director, and chief strategy officer of Augmedics, and also Dr. Davin Lundquist, chief medical officer of Augmedics. Thank you so much to both of you for joining us today.
Thanks, Selena. Great to be here.
Yes, happy to join.
Thank you so much. We're so glad to have you. And before we start to drill down into all of the fascinating details about Augmedics platform with you, I would really love to hear you explain sort of the big picture of Augmedics in your own words, your elevator pitch, if you will. For listeners who are tuning in and just hearing about your product for the first time, what does the Augmedics platform do and why is it poised to be such a game changer for practices?
You got it, Selena. Well, really the reason we exist as a company is to alleviate one of the very biggest pain points in the lives of doctors, and that's the time they spend on electronic medical records, basically computerized documentation. Doctors in America typically spend a third of their day and sometimes more typing, charting, clicking on computer and not doing something more productive and not paying attention to the patient right in front of them. We as a company have a service that fundamentally solves that problem. It reclaims the time that doctors spend on the EHR and allows them to spend more time with patients. It also rehumanizes the doctor-patient interaction. So to bring that to life a little bit, basically doctors use our technology at the point of care. They are either invoking us on a smartphone kit that we provide or they're wearing Google Glass. And once Augmedics is up and running during patient exams, we're streaming the conversation that doctors are having with their patients. And in the background, we are converting that natural organic conversation into beautiful structured EHR notes, and we're doing so better and faster than what the doctor would do. So throughout the day, then, the doctor can glance at the electronic health record, see that the notes are magically there. They just merely have to click confirm. Perhaps they'll make an edit or two. And this simple process, as I said before, reclaims 2-3 hours a day and makes the doctor delighted and improves the patient experience. This is in stark contrast to other solutions that may be out there. You know, some doctors, they could be using dictation or transcription, of course. Most doctors don't really want to spend 5 minutes per patient verbatim word for wording a note, or 2 hours at the end of the day doing dictation transcription. It's also very different from, you know, having a scribe, literally a third person in the room taking notes, taking up space. What we found is many doctors can't afford scribes. It's not very scalable. It's very inconsistent. It presents a COVID risk. So our tech-enabled remote solution, we find to be really a game changer in the lives of doctors.
It's really fantastic. And I think that starts to get us into one of the reasons why we, Medical Advantage, were so excited to connect with your team, because the work that we do every day puts us in contact with providers who are experiencing many of the issues that Augmedics has set forth to address. Everything around EHRs, documentation, giving back time to the physicians for better care for and maintaining relationships with their patients. That's really the business that we're in from our side, deploying consultants to find a way to solve those frustrations. So when you talk about those issues providers are facing, we can definitely sympathize. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners can understand the pain of those documentation issues, burnout, that sort of thing as well. I'm interested to hear you speak a little bit more to that. How have you benefited and other providers benefited from using Augmedics? What sort of concrete results have you seen from the physicians? And really any anecdotes or data that you've seen from the use of your services and tool?
Yeah, I'd like to answer that. I think as a physician and former CMIO, I've seen, you know, kind of this transition over the last, you know, decade or so of, you know, moving from paper charts to the EHR. And I think there was a lot of excitement and promise around, you know, getting technology into the clinical setting. But we've all realized that, you know, while there are a lot of benefits and efficiencies gained by having an electronic health record, a lot of that burden now falls on the doctor to, you know, enter data, you know, type notes. And so we went from being clinicians to sort of data entry, you know, clerks, if you will. And so, you know, lots of companies have attempted to identify, you know, opportunities to solve pain points, et cetera, with the technology. And, you know, healthcare is a very complex and difficult space to do that. And I think we've seen where lots of other industries and verticals have done well with technology and they've advanced and they've created lots of solutions that make our lives better on a day-to-day basis. But healthcare has kind of lagged behind a little bit. And I think because of the sensitivity, because of the nature of what we do, where people's lives and health's at stake, the privacy implications, the regulatory requirements, all of these things make it difficult for technology to come in and just, you know, have the same type of impact quickly that it does in other settings. And so what was kind of great about Augmedics when I first came into contact with them and learned about what they did is that it was this nice, beautiful combination and balance of humans and technology. They weren't asking the technology to do too much in the beginning. And I've been a user now for almost 8 years and have seen this kind of evolve. But from the get-go, they were able to use their solution in a way that made an impact immediately because of this combination of having humans in the loop with the technology. And so, you know, I think we're seeing now that this model is a good model for healthcare because of how complex and how nuanced and how important those patient interactions are. Since starting with Augmedics, you know, myself and other doctors that we've seen are saving up to 2 hours a day of documentation time that usually was happening after work. So impacting their quality of life, time spent with family, you know, pajama time as we call it. So to get that time back has just created such a positive experience for our users and our customers. That they've been able to use that time to, you know, to improve the quality of their life, to see more patients, to be more focused, to improve the doctor-patient interaction. One of the doctors I remember when we got him up and running said to me, he goes, you know, Davin, I've, since the EMR came out, I've had to take my laptop home every weekend. And after starting Augmedics, that's the first time I did not have to take my computer home on the weekend. And I think that says a lot about the impact that this service has.
That's so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And from all of the anecdotes that I've heard just from working with you, it's really striking that balance of human versus technology and helping doctors bring the enthusiasm that they have back to providing care and really helping to facilitate that relationship with their patient. When you're not just focused on documenting, you really get to reestablish and maintain that really strong personal relationship with patients as a care provider, as you should. I think the benefits for physicians are absolutely clear. And I, you know, I'd like to hear you share a little bit about how that's directly trickling down to patients. I'm sure there's some benefits that translate right over to the patient. Can you talk a little bit about that? Have patients been accepting of the use of Augmedics? And have you seen any positive results regarding care quality with the use?
Those are great questions. And when we first started with Augmedics, you know, many years ago, you know, things like Google Glass and even smartphones weren't as, you know, pervasive as they are today. And so there were some questions. Patients were curious. They wondered if their patient, you know, doctor interaction would end up on the internet somewhere. you know, we would actually opt in. We still do today. We opt in every single patient and explain to them kind of what the service is and how it works and how it's private and secure for them. And we have less than 0.1% of patients that actually opt out or decline the service. And that was pretty much from the beginning, surprisingly. So I think once patients sort of understood that this was going to improve their experience, that it was going to help their doctor, who they, you know, wanted to put their trust in, would be able to focus more and interact better, they got it. And they were supportive, you know, pretty much from the beginning. And, you know, I think it's not unlike as, you know, more and more people had smartphones and you know, we're on our devices, you know, all the time for all kinds of things. This idea of like a distracted driver and, you know, how important it was for us to stay focused on driving and not be distracted, I think applies in this setting as well. And I think, you know, we don't want distracted doctors and we want them focused on our patients. We know that when they're present and interacting with their patients, that they're going to do a better job. They're going to provide higher quality. You know, technology is amazing, right? And it can do some amazing things, but I don't think, you know, artificial intelligence or technology can yet, you know, perform the art of medicine or can sense the, you know, that emotion or the, or have the compassion for that patient, can really connect to those, you know, less subtle signals or more subtle signals that we need to be aware of so that we can ask that perfect next question that will get to the root of the problem that, that the patient is there for.
That's just incredible. It's really bringing that emotion and compassion back to practicing medicine rather than the business of healthcare. It's the practice of medicine. And it really seems that your platform helps bring that back into that one-on-one interaction with the patient. You had mentioned, you know, the distracted driver, making sure that the physician really is focused on what they're there to do. The physician did not go to school forever to be a data entry clerk. They're there to provide care compassionately and wholeheartedly with their patients. And I'm thrilled to hear that patients have been so receptive to this, that doctors are able to give some of their time back and really be better care providers. From the patient perspective, one question that comes to mind, and I think a lot of the time this is sort of the elephant in the room when it comes to healthcare, is patient privacy and HIPAA. You had started to allude to this just a bit, but anytime there's technology involved at the point of care, there are HIPAA and security considerations. Can you speak a little bit to any of the measures that Augmedics has in place to directly address patient privacy concerns?
Sure thing. We have a number of very conservative health systems that have really put us through the ringer regarding security and compliance, and rightly so. And we're really proud about all the provisions and protections we have today. That's why customers such as Sutter and US Oncology and Dignity and so many other health systems have chosen to work with us as partners. So to give you a summary of some of the protections that we have in place. Well, first of all, on the hardware side, on the front end, we provision specialized hardened devices for use in the point of care that run our app and nothing but our app. We provision those smartphone kits and smart glass kits. We ensure that the stream of the audio and video of the point of care is transmitted to our platform with end-to-end encryption. It was mentioned, and we'll elaborate a little bit further, that our platform is powered by a combination of both technology and humans in the loop. We call these humans tech-enabled remote scribes, but rest assured, these humans are sitting in ultra-secure environments, no pen and paper in their pocket. Everything is audited and monitored to oblivion, and they're working on specialized cockpits that run our specialized applications and nothing more. Furthermore, when the patient is visiting their doctor, as Dr. Davin indicated, they're always greeted by the front desk or by the MA, informed in plain English about what is Augmedics, how does it work, and any questions or concerns, we will remove Augmedics, no questions asked. And our off rate nationally is typically, you know, around 1 or 2%. In other words, 98-99% of the time, Augmedics is happily used and approved at the point of care, which is really a great statistic. And that high statistic seems true to us, male, female patients, urban, rural, young, old, academic, not academic, whether phone is used or glass is used, it's a really good metric. Of course, if there's a moment of extreme anxiety or nudity or another concern, we have workflows in place to go in incognito mode, video off, and or even turn off the stream, giving appropriate assurances. So we really worked through all the odds and ends to make this a delightful experience for the patients, who not only are approving, but generally speaking, score their visit as far superior than the prior status quo, where the doctor's back was turned and they're feeding the beast, typing away, running away. They much prefer the context of Augmedics being present.
That's really fantastic, Ian. Thank you. And that starts to get us into the next set of questions that I wanted to talk to you about, less specifically on the care side, but more about the technology itself and how that works. Does Augmedics work with all major EHR systems? How does the technology enable the scribe to really be more efficient than, say, a doctor taking notes themselves? Can you tell me a little bit more about how the hardware and software itself actually interfaces in practice?
Yeah, maybe now is a good time for me to unpack some of those nuts and bolts. So as I've been mentioning, we have front-end hardware, which streams audio video to our platform. But let me kind of unveil exactly what's happening there. What's then happening is one of our specialized agents, what we call a tech-enabled remote scribe, is securely observing the visit. They're parsing through the interaction, focusing on what's medically pertinent. In many instances, they're skipping the chit-chat, and they're ensuring the creation of a structured medical note that would be delightful to the doctor. They're sitting within what we refer to as a scribe cockpit. That's the interface these agents live in. And within that cockpit, there's a very important tool. We call it Note Builder. It's our natural language processing and an expansion tool. So basically, in a traditional sense, scribes would be hustling along, typing in free text, you know, trying to keep up and write a note very manually. That's not what happens with Augmedics. With Augmedics, this agent is simply making a few clicks, observing the interaction. And in a form-based and logical sense, the note is expanding and unfolding faster than the scribe could conceivably free type. Then the scribe is editing those expansions, and with those edits, training and improving by way of machine learning the system so that it gets more efficient with every day that goes by. In addition, the tech-enabled scribe is invoking and monitoring the use of ASR, or automated speech recognition. We have specialized frontier versions of ASR. They kick in at various parts of the conversation, and they make software attempts at the note as well. The scribe will then edit those attempts, ensuring that what results and is shown to the doctor is of perfect quality. So the way we think of it more philosophically is we're sort of a hybrid solution, the marriage of AI and automation with technology. You can't really get the job with just one side or the other. You need both. You'll often hear me say we're kind of like Uber on the way to being Uber driverless cars, but you can't really come out of the womb and sort of start as Uber driverless cars. Now, you will hear a bunch of companies out there proclaiming to do what we do with pure AI or pure software, no humans in the loop. I guess I'm here to tell you that's just simply impossible. I don't know about you, but I can't even order a Domino's pizza on my Alexa or order a plane ticket to Atlanta on my Google Home, let alone imagine a multi-party conversation with nuances and head nods and context turning into a medical note in Epic. So you just got to have a human in the loop. But rest assured, our process is highly automated and tech enabled, and our ratios and quality are improving with every day that goes by as we advance our ASR and NLP technologies. That's a core strategy of the company. You also asked another question, which is, how many EHRs do we work with? The good news is we haven't found an EHR we couldn't work with. We work with over 30 different EHRs. Something like 40% of our users today are on Epic, something like 30% are on Cerner. And then there's a long tail thereafter of just, you name it, Cerner, our Allscripts, Modernizing Medicine, Athena, Practice Fusion, big and small. We will work with most any EMR. It's also probably a good time to indicate that we actually offer two service lines to meet any conceivable need of a customer or doctor. We offer our most popular service. It's called Augmedix Live. That's our real-time service. Put another way, when you as a doctor are using Augmedix Live, your notes are popping up in real time throughout the day. And not only that, you're able to interact with our service and our tech-enabled scribe in real time. That live interactive platform allows for us to Q&A with you, do smart orders, smart referrals, remind you of care gaps, HCCs, or any other strategic nudges you may wish to have us do. So turning the page here, we also offer another service called Augmedix Notes. This is our asynchronous, flexible, non-real-time service. So typically speaking, with Augmedix Notes, your EHR notes are delivered the next day in the morning versus in real time. We can't offer all of those interactive capabilities we can with Augmedix Live, but a key advantage of Augmedix Notes is it's very flexible. If you have a chaotic schedule, a lot of dead time in the day, Augmedix Notes is ideal. It's also even more affordable than Augmedix Live. So Davin, anything else I missed here?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, in my experience as a CMIO, I would see lots of technology companies, like I alluded to, that would, you know, come in and they'd have this great solution, and, you know, in a vacuum or in a test lab, it worked great. But when you kind of try to put it into a real life healthcare setting, it often, you know, would break down, or it would have enough issues where the doctor would have to kind of, you know, do workarounds or, you know, spend a little extra time to get it to work. And so I think our goal at Augmedix was to make sure that the doctor, it really felt like a support and a lift and just easy to, you know, right out of the gate. And so, you know, we put the burden of the technology on our scribes and making them tech enabled and super efficient and getting more and more efficient as our technology evolves each day. And the doctor doesn't have to even think about that, right? They just show up and it just works. It's all happening behind the scenes where our humans are able to work around the nuances and the complexities of an EMR and making sure that the information gets to the exact right spot where the doctor wants it. The doctor can communicate directly with another human to say, hey, can you tweak it this way or that way? And it just creates a really nice experience for both the doctor, and then of course that flows down towards the patients.
It's so powerful. Thank you both. And you had mentioned a little bit about sort of the machine learning and AI component and how that interfaces with the actual humans. There's a lot of buzz in healthcare today about AI and how AI is supposedly going to revolutionize parts of healthcare like documentation. And you've called yourself an unabashed human in the loop company with regards to your scribes. Can you tell us just a little bit more about why? What are the advantages that your company has over purely dictation services or over traditional in-person on-site scribes?
Sure. Yeah. So we have an enormous AI effort. It's core to our strategy, and we have a number of engineers focused on transformational progress there, which is making a difference today. But even with all of that advancement today, it is just simply impossible to have an ambient or conversational platform that gives rise to high quality medical notes. So, to kind of put a fine point on it, if you're going to be pure AI, no humans in the loop, pure software, the best you can really pull off with today's technology is dictation. It's verbatim. It's doctors spending an obnoxious, 5 minutes per patient or hours at the end of the day typing with their tongue and recapping the visit, which is really a workflow that's been around for 10, 20 years. And it's helpful for some, but for most, it's not helpful. And we're not interested in providing a dictation solution. We're interested in providing an ambient conversational solution, hence the rational need for humans in the loop as we've currently placed them. And also good to juxtapose against the other end. Having literally a person in the room, an in-person scribe, tens of thousands of doctors in America have an in-person scribe. It's a really cool solution for so many doctors. But what we're seeing, as I mentioned before, is health systems and doctor groups are having scalability challenges. Many times a doctor will call the scribe company, ask for another scribe, and the answer they get is, sorry, we're out in this metropolitan region. There are no more people willing to take that job of scribe. Or the doctor finds themselves having to sort of play HR and train the scribes themselves and deal with their variability, their churn as they go off to medical school. They're calling in sick and all sorts of things. And as we kind of are peering towards the last innings of the pandemic, it's still worth remembering, we don't want a third person in the room. That person presents a COVID infection risk, one that needn't be, and yet another reason to avoid in-person scribes. And just also the cost. It is very expensive to have in-person scribes, which is why historically we've seen most in-person scribes placed in the emergency department, where we operate as well. But we've just seen very little uptake in the remainder of the healthcare environments out there.
Yeah, I'd just like to add a couple of maybe real world examples of kind of where AI just isn't quite ready. So if you think about, really what doctors are doing when they create a note, right? You're having a conversation with somebody. Sometimes you're examining them. Sometimes you're talking to them. Sometimes you're using body language. Sometimes you're interacting with other family members. And after you have this complete and holistic interaction with your patient, with lots of different data points, with lots of different touch points, with lots of different communication methods, you then summarize that experience and that interaction in a clinically relevant way. So in some ways, it's not dictation or transcription or anything. It's translation. You're translating that experience into clinical documentation. And so I think speech recognition is literally just one, there's just one part of that, one aspect of that. So to really translate that whole interaction and experience into the right kind of documentation still requires a human to process on that level of complexity. The other thing that I've noticed then is like, now we've introduced video and, I've had some pretty interesting and entertaining experiences where now I'm seeing into the homes of my patients, and you know, they bring up stuff like, hey, I want to show you my pet, and you know, and we get off on some tangents, right? Which is great. I love to hear about my patients and get to know them and see them in their real world setting. But you know, how would an AI solution make sense of all that, right? How would they put that in context? How would they know which parts of that was clinically relevant and applicable and which wasn't, right? So I think we're on the right track here. I think people who really think about it and understand what's needed to solve this problem know that this is the right approach, and we're excited to be at the front of it.
Awesome. Thank you both so much. This has been really interesting and very insightful. And not only that, but extremely relevant to many of the practices that we work with every day. Many of our listeners on this podcast even are care providers and practice managers and very busy healthcare professionals themselves. And Davin, you've already started to touch on this a bit, but if you had the opportunity to speak directly to those professionals, how would you explain how Augmedics may differ from other solutions in a digital healthcare market?
Exactly like I've said a little bit already, right? Which is, I think that this combination of humans in the loop, powered by technology that's getting better and better every day, it's a price point that's affordable. It works day one. It's easy for the doctor to adopt. They're saving hours of, you know, pajama time sort of immediately, which gives them more capacity and decreases their burnout. And you know, we expect it to only get better, right? So we're at a point where we feel like we'll continue to benefit from these advances in AI, but we won't do it on the shoulders of the doctor. Like, we'll start with making their lives better. And then, you know, hopefully as the technology gets better, that's helping maybe the CFOs and those that have to pay for it and are helping pay for it, and to make it more and more affordable and more accessible so that everybody can benefit from this great solution.
That is excellent. I think accessibility is absolutely key there. Thank you so much, Dr. Lundquist and Ian. With that, I think we'll start to wrap up here. We so appreciate you taking the time to come on today and sharing your insights and just the story behind this fascinating platform. I'm as excited as ever.
Thanks, Selena. It's great work you're doing over there at Medical Advantage, highlighting, you know, the burnout epidemic, the degradation of the doctor-patient interaction. It's our mission to humanize the doctor-patient interaction, and we're really excited to be working with you on this.
We are incredibly excited to be working with you as well. Great. So for our listeners seeking any more information about anything we spoke to today and even more, I would like to invite you to find us on LinkedIn and Facebook or our website, medicaladvantage.com, where you'll find additional resources such as blogs, webinars, white papers, and so much more. And should you have any questions or wish to speak with us in more detail, you can also reach us directly at info@medicaladvantage.com. We do also encourage you to seek out and reach out to the Augmedics team as well through their website. They're able to share many incredible resources with you as well. We will be back with the fourth and final installment of our patient engagement series soon, when we'll be featuring another amazing guest from the healthcare IT space. To our guests, thank you so much again for taking the time today to chat with us. And for our audience, thank you always for listening, and we will see you soon.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Medical Advantage Podcast, where we discuss the ideas and technologies changing healthcare and what they mean to your organization. For more information, visit us at medicaladvantage.com and make sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a show.